Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love toward us. Thank you for your blessings that we have received. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for good. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your interventions that we have gotten. As far we pray, thank you, Lord. Thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives, problems that our own strength and wisdom couldn't solve. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making ways for us in those places where it appears there are no ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for making us stronger than our enemies and than our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for keeping us in good and perfect health. Thank you for preserving us under your mighty wings, under your shield, under your fortress. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you for stopping all the deadly attacks that came from the agents of darkness, witches and wizards, kingdoms of darkness. Thank you for stopping all the attacks they fired at us. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for your divine revelations that you have sent to us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for making us to see things that have been hidden from us for a long time. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that is prevailing in our hearts and minds and environment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking away limitations and barriers that have been stopping us from moving forward. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to lack important things. You have caused us to have more than enough, and we are not borrowing to eat and to survive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for opening your heavens over our lives, so that as we go through the fastings and prayers, we'll be able to receive your interventions and also receive answers to our prayers. Thank you, Lord. We're also grateful for what you have in mind to do for us at this time. For we know that you have great plans for us, and you are going to do them all, and we shall not be put to shame. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray and to call upon you. O Lord, hear us as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name. Hear us from your throne. Answer us immediately as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name. We want you to put an end to every problem that has stayed in our lives for so long, for years. Oh Lord, as we pray right here this night, put an end to such problems in Jesus' name. Give us solutions in Jesus' name. Give us strength, more strength. Give us revival in our inner man. In Jesus' name, have your way in our midst, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And we're going to take some worship songs. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him, angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Of the Lord, who is all these to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen, for he has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ He is the Lord. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Here is not holy as the Lord, for there is not beside. Neither his, there are many rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like him. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like him. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. You are great, yes, you are holy, Lord. You walked upon the sea. You reign the dead.
You reign in majesty.
You reign in majesty. Mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great, you are great, you are great, oh Lord, you are great, you are great, you are great, so great, you are great, everything written about you is great. Demons tremble at your praise. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship
You are God. You are worthy to be praised.
You are Alpha and Omega.
And Omega, we worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory.
We worship you.
We worship you, our God. You are born. To be praised.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We worship, we worship you. Our God, you are worthy to be praised.
Yes, you are the Lord,
most high. Yes, you are the Lord, most high.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are the Lord,
King of the universe,
most high. Yes, you are the Lord, most high. How excellent is your name, O Lord.
How excellent is your name.
How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
Thank you, Savior.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. In the highest, let our King
There is power, power on the walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power on the walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power. Power on the walking power. In the blood of Jesus, of the Lamb, there is power, there is power, power, on the walking power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, never stop journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. Until I reach my home. Heaven is my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou art been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy thy. All I have needed, I is hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Over the gate, I give you my life. Over the gate, I give you my soul. Over the gate, over the gate, I belong to you, Lord. Over the gate, I give you my heart,
Christina, over 19, I give you my soul, over and again, over and again, I belong to you, I belong to Jesus, over and again, I give you my heart, over and again, I give you my soul, over and again. Over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Holy are you, Lord, all creation call you God. All this is your name. We worship your majesty.
Awesome God.
Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God. Mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain. Holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Gloria, alleluia, gloria, alleluia, praise the Lord,
glory, hallelujah,
gloria, alleluia, gloria, alleluia. Gloria, alleluia, praise the Lord.
We begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify and adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. He is before all things. He created all things. And He is the one holding all things together. Worship the King of glory, the King of the universe, the Almighty God, the mighty King, the mighty God, the God of heaven and the earth, the Alpha and Omega, the Alpha and Omega. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the resurrection and life. You are the Almighty God. We worship You, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, Adonai. We worship You, Miracle Worker. We worship You, Mountain Mover. We praise You, Adonai. We praise You, El Shaddai. We praise You, Rock of Ages. We praise You, Rock of Israel. We praise You, Everlasting Father. We praise You, Lord, for You are worthy of our praise. For You are highly exalted. You are highly lifted, far above all Your enemies, far above the heavens and the earth, far above principalities and powers. You are highly exalted. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. You give power to the powerless. You give strength to the weak. You give revival to the dying. You give wisdom to the poor. We praise You, Father. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. You are the living God. You are the God that answers prayers. We praise You, Father. You bring things out of nothing. You make ways where there are no ways. You bring waters from the desert. We praise You, Father. You reverse irreversible things. You do impossible things. mind that sees this. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Only you can speak and your words will come to pass. You alone is the solution to the problems of the world. You are the Savior the world needs. For only you can save. No other God is safe. We worship you, Lord. Only you can do what no man can do. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. We praise you, O Lord. You are richer than the richest. We praise you, O Lord. We worship you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. You're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for your help that you have sent into my life and into my situations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for your help that you have sent into my life and situations. Thank you for your help you have sent into my life. Thank you for the timely help you have sent to me from your sanctuary, from your throne. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are the present help in time of need, and you have sent your help into my life in time of my need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You have helped me in those moments I needed your help. You have supported me in those moments I needed your support. You have blessed me with your blessings. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for putting my enemies to shame concerning my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for putting my enemies to shame concerning my life, calling, and destiny. Thank you for not allowing my enemies to succeed over me. Thank you for frustrating their effort that they did against me. Even when they thought they had overcome me, they realized that they have been defeated. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting my enemies to shame. Thank you for putting my enemies to shame. Thank you for putting my enemies to shame. Because when they spent their attack, it didn't work on me. Thank you for putting my enemies to shame. Because when they attacked me, they were confounded. They were disgraced. They were confused. Thank you, Father, for putting my enemies to shame concerning my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the assurance you have given to me that my expectations shall be granted. Say, Father, thank you for the assurance you have given to me that all my expectations from you shall be granted. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank him. The Bible says that this is the confidence we have in him, that whatsoever we ask according to his will, he will hear us. And not only that, he will do it, he will do them for us. Say, thank you, Lord, for the confidence that I have. Thank you for the confidence that I have concerning my expectations from you. Thank you for the confidence that I have that you will not fail me. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that I have that you will not put me to shame. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence in my heart that you will not fail me, that you will grant my expectations, that you will grant my heart desires. Thank you, Lord, for this assurance in my heart. Thank you for this confidence in my heart that I will not trust you in vain. Thank you for this confidence in my heart that I will not pray in vain, that I will not seek you in vain, that I will not fast in vain. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your mercy that is speaking for me at this time. Thank you for not dealing with me in judgment. Thank you for dealing with me in mercy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for your mercy that is speaking for my life, for my destiny at this time. Thank you because you have decided to deal with me according to your mercy. Thank you, Lord, because you have chosen to deal with me according to your mercy. For you said in your word, you said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Oh Lord, thank you for choosing to show me mercy at this time. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking over my life. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him pain. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and let my expectations from you become testimonies. Let my heart desires become testimonies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and let my expectations become my testimonies. Let them become testimonies that I will see. Let them become testimonies of your power in my life. Oh Lord, let my heart desires turn into testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let them turn into signs and wonders. Let my heart desires respond into signs and wonders. Let my heart's desire become miracles. In the name of Jesus, turn my expectations from you into testimonies. In the name of Jesus, let me be able to say that I trusted you for things, and you did those things. Oh Lord, let my heart's desires become my testimonies. In the name of Jesus, let me be able to say that I believed you for certain things, and you gave them to me. Let me be able to testify that I trusted you for great things, and you released them into my life. Oh Lord, help me that I will have such testimonies. In the name of Jesus, bless me that I will have such testimonies. In the name of Jesus, fight for me so that I will have such testimonies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and deliver me from my strong captivities, from captivities that have stayed so long in my life. Say, Father, show me mercy and deliver me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Deliver me from strong bondages of darkness, strong bondages of witchcraft, strong bondages of demons, strong bondages of principalities. Deliver me now. Father, deliver me now. Deliver my body, deliver my soul, deliver my spirit by your mercy. Deliver my spirit, deliver my soul, deliver my body from strong activities of darkness. Father, deliver me right now by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me by your power in the name of Jesus. Deliver me from captivities that have stayed so long in my life. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, arise and defend me against powers that are too strong for me. Powers of darkness that are too strong for me. Say, Father, arise now. Defend me against powers of darkness that are too strong for me to conquer. Defend me, fight for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Father, arise now. My Father and my God, arise now and defend me against powers that are too strong for me to overcome. Principalities that are too strong for me to conquer. Father, arise and defend me. Arise and arise and fight for me right now in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness, powers of witchcraft, powers of Satan that are too strong for me to conquer. Father, arise in your power and defend me now. In the name of Jesus, defend me now. Defend me now. Fight them for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, my Father and my God, do not allow my enemies to rejoice over my life. Do not allow my mockers to rejoice over my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, my Father and my God, do not allow my enemies to laugh over my life, to rejoice over my life. Do not allow those that are mocking me to rejoice over my life. Oh Lord, arise and help me. Arise and help me. In the name of Jesus. Do not allow the agent of darkness to succeed over my life. Do not allow the agents of darkness to rejoice over my life. Father, do not allow the agents of darkness to laugh over my life. Do not allow my mockers to succeed over my life, to rejoice over my life. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Do not allow unbelievers to mock your name in my life. Oh Lord, arise and help me. Do not allow unbelievers to mock your name in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me to accomplish successes my human strength cannot accomplish. Say, Father, strengthen me to achieve great things my human strength and wisdom cannot achieve. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen me to accomplish successes, progress, my human strength cannot achieve. Strengthen me, O Lord, to accomplish successes, my human intelligence cannot achieve. Strengthen me to achieve great things my human wisdom cannot achieve. In the name of Jesus, empower me, O Lord, to become great in life. Empower me to become great in my destiny. Such greatness that can never come through human effort, Father, let me have it. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Greatness that human effort and can never produce. Father, let it happen to me. In the name of Jesus, empower me to become great in life. Empower me, Father, to become great in my calling. Empower me, Father, to become great in my ministry. Empower me, Father, to become great in my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, give unto me greatness that is beyond human effort. Father, give unto me greatness that is beyond human intelligence, human qualification, human wisdom, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, open before me every door that has been closed by my enemies. Say, Father, open up to me every door that my enemies close against me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, open them now. Every door that the powers of darkness have shut against me from moving forward. Father, open them now. Every door that the kingdoms of darkness have closed to stop me from succeeding, to stop me from excelling, Father, open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door my enemies have closed against me so that I will not enter into the glory you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, open them now. In the name of Jesus. Every door my enemies have shut against me so that I will not possess my possessions. Father, open them now. In the name of Jesus. Every door that my enemies have shut against me so that I will not move forward in life, that I will not fulfill my calling and destiny. Father, open them now in the name of Jesus. Every door the enemy have shut against me so that I will not enter into the new heights you are taking me. Oh Lord, open them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every power assigned to spoil my faith in God. Every power assigned to weaken my faith and trust in God at this time, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Powers of darkness assigned to spoil my faith in God, to spoil my trust in God. Powers of darkness assigned to weaken my faith and trust in God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest and destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire that conquers all battles of the enemy. Say, I receive fire that conquers all battles of the enemy. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire that conquers all battles of darkness, all battles from witchcraft, hating, all battles from kingdoms of darkness. I receive fire that conquers them all in the name of Jesus. I receive fire that conquers all attacks from my enemies. I receive fire that conquers all attacks from my enemies right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire that conquers all battles from the dark kingdom right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power that conquers every temptation. So in the name of Jesus, I receive power that conquers every temptation from the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive power. I receive strength that conquers every temptation from this world, from people around me, from demons, from forces of darkness, from Satan. I receive power that conquers every temptation that the enemy throws at me from today onward. In the name of Jesus, I receive power right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive power right now. I receive power right now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to say, I receive power that overcomes every destruction the enemy is saying to take me out of God's presence, to take me out of the realm of the Spirit. I receive power to conquer distractions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive power to conquer every distraction that I've been assigned to take me out of the realm of the Spirit, to take me out of God's presence. I receive power that conquered them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive power that conquers every distraction assigned to take me out of God's presence, to take me out of God's will, to take me out of the realm of the Spirit. I receive power to conquer them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive power to conquer them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength to start doing the things Satan does not want me to do. Yeah, because he knows that I will become a terror to his kingdom. So begin to say, I receive strength to do the things Satan does not want me to do. From today onward, open your mouth and pray like that. I receive power. I receive strength to do those things Satan don't want me to do, so as to prevent me from fulfilling my destiny. I receive power to do those things now, in the name of Jesus. The things that Satan don't want me to do, in order to stop me from fulfilling my destiny and calling, I receive power to do them now, in the name of Jesus. The things Satan don't want me to do, in order to stop me from pleasing God, I receive power to start to do them now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness that is suggesting ideas and thoughts into my mind in order to mislead me out of God's will, in order to mislead me out of God's plans for my life. See, I bind such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. See, I bind every spirit of darkness that is projecting thoughts and ideas into my mind that would take me out of the will of God for my life. Thoughts and ideas that would take me out of God's plans for my life. I bind such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I bind such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit from the second heaven that is projecting thoughts and ideas into my life that are not in line with God's plans for my life, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is projecting thoughts into my mind that are meant to destroy my life, thoughts and ideas that are meant to destroy my life, I bind such spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yes, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let everything every good thing that must happen to me in this year begin to happen now. The Father, by your mercy, let every good thing that must happen to me in this year 2024 begin to happen now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every good thing that must happen to me in this year that have not yet happened, Father, let them start to happen right now. In the name of Jesus, let them start happening right now, starting from this month. Let them start happening. Let them start happening in the name of Jesus. Father, let them start happening. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every good thing that must happen to me, every good thing that has to happen in my life, in this year, oh Lord, let them begin now. Let them begin now. Every good thing that I must experience, every good thing that I must experience in this year, oh Lord, let them happen to me now. Let them start happening now. In the name of Jesus, every good thing I must experience spiritually and physically, Father, let it start to happen to me now. In the name of Jesus, every opportunity that I must receive, Father, let me receive them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, flaming sword of the Lord, slaughter every creature of darkness, whether visible or invisible, that is following me to do evil in my life. The sword of the Lord, Lord, for them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Just let the flaming sword of the Lord destroy every creator of darkness, whether they are physical or spiritual, or visible or invisible, that is pursuing my life to hurt me, to cause evil. Flaming sword of the Lord, slaughter them now. Flaming sword of the Lord, slaughter them now. Slaughter them now. Slaughter them now. Slaughter them now. Let your hand and let see that it's enough. Slaughter them right now. Slaughter them now. Every creature of darkness, whether visible or invisible, that is pursuing after my life to hurt me, to cause evil, flaming sword of the Lord, slaughter them. Slaughter them right now in the name of Jesus. Whichever realm they are using to operate, sword of the Lord, go into those realms and slaughter them there. In the name of Jesus, enter into their realms and kill them there. In the name of Jesus, every creature of darkness that is hiding somewhere to attack me, sword of the Lord, destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. you're going to pray. You can say, Father, let your divine judgment destroy every judgment, the kingdom of darkness have pronounced over my life. So Father, let your judgment destroy those judgments. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And the Bible says righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Begin to say, Father, let your divine judgment terminate every judgment that have been pronounced over my life by the realms of darkness. Every judgment that have been pronounced over my life by the thought rooms of darkness. Father, let your divine judgment terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, let your divine judgment terminate every judgment pronounced upon my life, upon my ministry, upon my calling, upon my destiny, from the realms of darkness, from the realms of witchcraft. Let your divine judgment terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every death sentence that have been pronounced over my life from the realms of darkness, every sickness sentence, every disease sentence, incurable disease sentence that have been pronounced over my life from the realms of darkness, Father, let your divine judgment destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every evil that have been pronounced over my life in the courtrooms of darkness, in the courtrooms of demons, every evil that have been pronounced over my life, let the judgment of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. If you are still going to pray, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every hiding place of darkness in my environment. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Everywhere darkness is hiding in my environment to strike me, to attack me, let the anger of God consume them. Open your mouth and pray like that. It can be in the environment of your house where you are living. And it can be in the environment of your place of work. It can be in any place. So let the anger of God consume them. Wherever darkness is hiding, to attack me, to strike me, let the anger of God find them and destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God find them and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every hiding place of darkness in my environment, be consumed by the anger of God. Be consumed now by the anger of God. Be consumed now by the anger of God. Every hiding place of darkness, in places I least expected, everywhere darkness is hiding secretly to haunt me, to strike me. Let the hunger of God locate and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Whether he's on the street, or in the restaurant, or in the place where I buy food store, wherever darkness is waiting secretly for me to strike me, let the hunger of God find that place and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, everywhere darkness is hiding secretly, to strike me suddenly, to strike me when I'm on the way, let the hunger of God find such place and destroy both the place and the darkness there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray a seven more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life and destiny with all the angels that God has assigned for me to succeed in life, for me to fulfill my destiny. Say, I connect myself with those angels right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I connect my life, I connect myself with all God's angels that have been assigned to help me fulfill my destiny. I connect with them right now in the name of Jesus. I connect my entire life and destiny. I connect my calling and ministry with all the angels that God has assigned to help me enter into the fulfillment of my destiny. I connect with them now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Begin to say, I connect with them right now. All the angels that God has assigned to work for me, to work with me for the fulfillment of my destiny in the earth, I connect with them right now. I connect my body with them. I connect my soul with them. I connect my spirit with them. In the name of Jesus, I connect with all the angels that God has assigned to work for me and to work with me for the performance of God's plans for my life. In the name of Jesus, I connect with them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have six more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do spiritual things that are important for my prayers to be answered. Yeah, you need to understand that there are certain spiritual things that Even your angels are waiting for you to start doing, because the answers to your prayers are connected to those spiritual things. Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah. So you're going to say, I receive grace to do spiritual things that are very important to the answers for me to receive answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to know those things and to start doing them. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to know spiritual things and to do spiritual things that are important for me to receive answers to my prayers. The spiritual things that God is waiting for me to start doing, so that He can answer my prayers, so that He can help me. I receive grace to know them and to do them right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, close up every portal of darkness in my environment that is giving access to demons to enter into my life and operate easily. Every portal of darkness in the environment I live, every portal of darkness in my compound, in my neighborhood, every portal of darkness in the street that I live, that is giving access to demons to enter into my life and carry out the operations easily, let the blood of Jesus shut them down. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, shut down every portal of darkness, every demonic portal, every witchcraft portal that is allowing demons and witches to enter into my life anytime they want and operate. Blood of Jesus, shut them down right now in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, shut them down. Every portal of darkness, every portal of marine spirit, every portal of serpents and scorpions, every portal of demons that is in my environment and is giving the enemy access to enter into my life and do evils. Blood of Jesus, shut them down. Close them up right now in the name of Jesus. Every portal of darkness in the room I am living, in the kitchen of my house, in the toilet of my house, bedroom of my house, in the living room, in every place in my house, every portal of darkness that is allowing demons to enter my life and carry out their wickedness, blood of Jesus, close them up forever, right now, in the name of Jesus. blood of Jesus, close them up. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Now, the Lord is showing me that some of you have been telling your plans to someone, and every time you share your plans with that person, that plan will not work. Yeah, so maybe you know the person, or maybe you don't know. Yeah, so you have to stop sharing your plans. Yeah, with people. Yeah, you have to stop even the things that you are trusting God for. Don't tell anyone. Yeah, you can tell them when you have gotten that breakthrough, when you have gotten the blessing. But before you get them, while you are still praying for it, or planning for it, don't tell anyone. Yeah, don't tell anyone. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, connect me with people that matters to the fulfillment of my destiny on earth. Remove people that don't matter and connect me with people that really matter. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, connect me with people that really matter to my life, calling and destiny. People that matter to the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. And take away from my life people that don't matter. People that are problems to my destiny. Oh Lord, separate me from them now. In the name of Jesus. People that will cause limitation to the fulfillment of my destiny. Oh Lord, take them out of my life. And then connect me with people that will fast forward the fulfillment of my destiny. People that will fast forward my rising to the top. People that will fast forward my rising into greatness. Oh Lord, connect me with such people right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have three. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, build me against every attack that will come from the enemy to stop me from doing this 40 days fasting effectively. The fire of the Holy Ghost healed me from every attack that the enemy was saying to stop me from doing this 40 days fasting effectively. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray because the enemy is going to attack you, to stop you, because they know what is going to happen before the end of the 40 days. They already have seen what is going to happen. So begin to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, heal me, heal my body, heal my soul, heal my spirit from every attack that Satan will send in order to stop me from doing these 40 days fasting effectively. Heal me right now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, heal me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We are going to pray. Yeah, and this prayer point is for those of you that have planned to get more academic qualifications. Yeah, you have plans to study, maybe study in the university or wherever, to get more proficiency, more expertise, more qualifications. Whether it's a skill you want to learn or whatever, anything that has to do with you getting additional knowledge to whatever knowledge you already have, or additional qualification, academic qualification. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, empower me to succeed and excel in my academic pursuit. Say, Father, empower me to succeed and excel greatly in my academic pursuit. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, empower me now. Empower me now to succeed and excel in my academic plans, the plans that I have to get additional qualifications, additional certificate, additional skills, additional knowledge, additional expertise. Oh Lord, empower me to succeed in those plans. In the name of Jesus. The plans to get additional skills and become the best in that skill. Oh Lord, empower me to succeed in that plan. In the name of Jesus, empower me, Father. Empower me, Father, to grow in my academic pursuits. Empower me to grow into higher levels academically in the name of Jesus. Empower me to grow to the highest in my academic pursuits in the name of Jesus, in my profession, in my occupation. Empower me, O Lord, to grow to the highest level. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bless me so much that I help a lot of people that are suffering at this time. Say, Father, bless me so much that I help many people with my finances. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, bless me financially so much that I help a lot of people that are suffering. A lot of people that have nothing to eat. A lot of people that have nowhere to live. A lot of people that have no good clothes to wear. Oh Lord, bless me so much financially so that I help them in the name of Jesus. Bless me financially so that I solve financial problems in people's lives in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to prosper financially so that I help many people come out of poverty and lack and sufferings in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to also pray in this way. You're going to say, Father, fill me with power, grace, anointing to solve spiritual problems in the lives of people. There are some people, their problem is not money. Their problem is a spiritual problem. And in fact, if you have money, you should not give them. Yeah, because if the spiritual problem in their lives is not yet solved, if you give them money, you are just wasting your money, because they will still be poor, they will still remain poor. Yeah, so some people, they don't really need money. What they need is divine, deliverance. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, fill me with power and authority and anointing to solve spiritual problems in people's lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill me with anointing. Fill me with grace. Fill me with authority to solve spiritual problems in the lives of people. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with wisdom to solve spiritual problems in the lives of people. Fill me with spiritual gifts to solve spiritual problems in the lives of people. Fill me now, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill me right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to stop here before I pray for you. The Lord put it in my mind to tell you that if you have people that you know, they have problems, spiritual problems, you should invite them to participate in this fasting. Yeah, because before the end of the fast, their problems will be solved. Yeah, so invite them, even though today is the third day, you can still join. Yeah, so you send them the prayer book, and send them the instructions about, the fasting instructions. Yeah. And God will visit them in Jesus' name. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this privilege to be your presence and to call upon your name. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for us at this time. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege you have given to us to have this fasting and prayer program at this time. Thank you for the battles you have conquered for us already. I thank you for more battles you are going to conquer for us. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your plans to change our lives into the way you want it. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O Lord, that you step into every life here and do the things only you can do. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I want you to step into the situations your people are going through, wherever they are. Oh Lord, step into their situations and do a great miracle in Jesus' name. Let those that are feeling weak at this time become strong and stronger than their weaknesses right now in Jesus' name. Let those that suddenly began to feel sick during this fasting period receive your healing fire and be healed forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every time you open your mouth to pray during this fasting, heaven shall answer you instantly in the name of Jesus. Doors that have been closed against you for years, they shall open before you this time in Jesus' name. Opportunities that you have lost, they shall come running after you now in the name of Jesus. Places that God has prepared for you in high places, the power of God shall pick you up to those places, in Jesus' name. The grace and the authority to possess your blessings that have already been released by God, receive it now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that wants you to be frustrated and be confused and be emotionally down, I bind them right now in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord shall fill your heart continually in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.